have just face-to-face discussion with the students, if it is not the group of the students. But I would like to invite you coming there more often, if it is possible. But if it is not possible, I did also like small video for the students, which was not in seminar. It was not the video from the discussion with the students, but I prepared like the video just like 45 minutes to assume what was in the seminar before. But what we are going to do today, and how we are going to meet like the last semester, because now I will be the teacher which is going there for the for a lessing time, I'm sorry. And we are going to meet together in seminars also. I see some students which see me for the first time, so let's give them a little bit introduction, very short. My name is Martina Ortová. I'm originally from the Czech Republic. And for this semester, I am responsible for the second part of this course. It's called Advent Ethic. And I'm responsible for seminars. And also I'm responsible for obligatorisk obgave. And I'm going to help Aris with examinations. But don't be stressed. Obligatorisk obgave are in Norwegian. Examination is in Norwegian. Pensum book for this part is also in Norwegian, but I'm sorry that I'm not speaking Norwegian. I would like to use English in the lectures, also in the seminars, but I'm open for discussion in Norwegian. So I'm sorry for that, but I hope we will survive from both sides. What very short about my history. Before I came to Norway, I was teaching in a Technical University of Liberec, and I was a teacher of Corporate Social Responsibility Master Course. And here this course is a little bit more broader, because we have one part which is concerning about sustainability, some parts which are concerning about ethics, and some parts which are interesting about corporate social responsibility. So it is like, because it's a bachelor course, it is more basic information in like the basic starting. And if you are interested more to study more, you can choose, for example, master course, master study here in Jovik Sustainable Manufacturing. And in this part, we are going to learn more about sustainable development as a whole. And my interest is about the social part of the concept corporate social responsibility. So I'm like the most interested in this parts. But go back to this course. For this course, for this part of the course, we are going to use this book. And this book is in Norwegian. It's a pretty nice book. But I will try to use the important part from the book and tell something more here in the course. But I will also use more resources, not just this book, because also for me it is not easy to read everything what is written in Norwegian. But I try to find out what is in the concept in the book, and then I try to implement here in this course. If there are people which are more interesting about the topic, or maybe don't understand very well what is written there, you can use also other books. This book is pretty easy reading. You can read it very easy way. You just take the terms and very easy way how they are described. So it helps, this book. But it is not the pensum book. If it is just if you are interested more about the topic. This book is also more about the ethic in the business, like the business ethics. So if there is interest, you can use this book. These both of them are in Norwegian. This book is in English, and this book is the book which I'm going to use sometimes, because it is the topic, this corporate social responsibility, in the North's perspective, because actually now I'm not the expert of the Nordic countries, because I have experience from other countries, so I will give you more, maybe more examples from other countries, not from the Norway, but we can discuss the same cases according to the Norwegian or Scandinavian point of view in seminars. It will be interesting for me. And in last seminar with the students, we discussed vision and mission and some application, and it was very interesting for me because we discussed concrete companies from the Norwegian, and we can compare what is here and what is in other part of Europe. It will be more about Europe, not about United States or other countries. So this is like the books for the interests. And what we are going to do the last, next weeks before the end of the semester. Today it will be more theoretical part about the ethic, like the basic concept, how we are understand what does it mean, this ethic theories. But from next time we are going to more using the practical point of view, how the companies using these theories in a practical way, because if I can say I'm like more practical oriented person, I like more structure and easy way thinking, and this is the way how I try to also introduce some things. So if there are people which don't like this type of thinking, I can recommend you some books. They are like more theoretical thinking, but I'm taking the part from this, but trying to applicate a little bit easy way to understand also for me, because I'm like the man which is thinking this way. But I think it is good balance between me and Aris, because Aris is more theoretical thinking, more like open for this huge ideas and this type of. So you can also discuss this topic with him. So today it will be more theoretical, so it will be a little bit difficult part for me to speak about these cases. But then we are going more in a concrete way, and we are going to speak about strategy of stakeholders. We are going to talk more about concrete aspects from this triple bottom line, from this economy pillar, social pillar, and environmental pillar. And everything will be more from the micro point of view of the company, not this micro. A macro concept, which Aris was a little bit speaking about that. I'm a little bit working in the invitation somebody from Praxis to get some manager or some important people from some company to tell you their case, how they are dealing with these topics in their company. So let's see how I will be successful, but I hope that there will be like one extend lecture from somebody from the company, and at the end of the this course also you will have one lecture from Aris, because he would like to tell you more about corruption, because it is his topic, what he's like and what he would like to tell you more, this theoretical point of view about this corruption thinking in the world as a whole. So it will be very interesting lecture. How to study this part? Please read this pensum book. It is like the minimum what you should know. And I would like to tell you more or different point of view which are not in the books. So if it is possible, come here or try to see these lectures on the video, because these two parts can help you to reach the exam. Because in exam you should probably have like three parts. One part will be like from Aris' side, it will be this Barrycraft topic. Then probably it will be like one part which will be like mix about this ethics theories and about this ethics thinking. and the second, third part will be like my part, and it will be more about this practical way of thinking in the company level, according the corporate social responsibility. So, if you put these three parts together, you will be successful at the examination test. But this test will be in 15th of December, and there will be one seminar at the end with Aris and with me, and we will together practice what should be in the test a little bit more correctly way. Then, as I told you, I am responsible for seminars, and seminars are divided in two parts. One part is before 1st of November, and in these seminars I'm trying to concerning about what you need for obligatory scope. And the rest of seminars I'm going to use for interesting topic, discussion, case studies to get you interest in this field, and probably in this part you can also get some examples from the examination which will come in December. In seminars we are working with this table. We are finished with this green parts, and the next seminar, which will be on Friday, I will concerning more about this part, about externalities and about indicators, which Aris told you before lectures, but more practical way how you could use this concept in your case company which you decided to choose. So, and what I can recommend to you, if you are continue this seminars, at the end it is not necessary to sitting at home like 2 days and writing your obligatory scope, because we are trying to work directly in seminar on your case, and you can use this in your obligatory scope. So it is only up to you if you decided to come or not. Okay, stop with this introduction, and let's go to the topic of the lecture of today. This is the topic which you have in your foreign lesson plan, but if I can recommend you, it is the part of 1 and part 2 of this book, which should be covered as a whole in this lecture. And this part is pretty interesting, maybe pretty difficult, because it is more about the theory, and it is like the ethic theory. And actually, I don't know if you had before some of these theories, like the ethic theories as a whole. So it could be maybe difficult part for reading and for understanding. But try to read it maybe 1 or 2 times. It is very interesting. And I was also doing the same. And now I find out it's so huge topic that probably it could be spent more time on this. And we discuss it with the Aris, and he gives me this book. It's like short history of the ethics. This is the short history, but the book is so great. So, but it is just my recommendation to you, not just try to use it easy way like me. I'm normally doing and trying to open your mind for this series also. But today, from this topic, I'm going to interesting about the theory. Others staying in the book. After the lecture today, you are probably able to say what is the difference between ethic and moral. You are able to know what does it mean. I use Norwegian words plikt ethic and consequence ethic, and you are able to know what does it mean business ethic, and where are the connection between business ethic and corporate social responsibility. It is the aim of this lecture. But let me start with terms, and let me try to show you how I'm feeling that these terms go together, and where are the connections between this topic. So, you know, and you heard sustainability. Just easy way, the ability to sustain. Also, we are using terms like sustainable development, but it is the part which trying to reach the sustainability. And if I can use, I'm sorry, I didn't put this sustainable development on the presentation, probably I will put it later, but sustainable development means, and I know you know it, that it's development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generation to meet their own needs. It is easy way to saying doing everything not to disaster other generation with welcome. We can imagine that it is like the circle. This is the sustainability. Sustainability. It is the part which was like the Aris part, and he was spending a lot of time in this part about this macro point of view. And other part is like the ethic, like the theory, like the philosophic theory. I put here ethic in an area of study that deals with ideas about what is good, what is bad behavior, a branch of philosophy dealing with what is morally right or wrong. So it is like the way of thinking. And also you can put like the circle. So it is ethics. Why I put something which is like in the middle? Because these concepts are not staying alone. They are a little bit cover themselves, but they are not cover as a whole. So I put it like that, and then we can discuss if this border is like here or here, in which part of which case. But it is not this aim for this. And then we have other term, corporate social responsibility. And now you can have a question. What does it mean? Who is using this? And how does it working? If I can say, you have like the sustainability and ethics. And it is something like the theory, like the concept, like the framework. And then you have like the planet. On the planet are like the three main groups. First group, if we can call it, it's like people. It's people. These people, if they are doing things together, they are making some institutions which we can call some organizations. It could be like the organization. So you have like the people and they are trying to do things together, so they are making organizations. And then these people and this organization, they are part of some states, nations. You have like state, nation, and this state, nations, they have their cultures, their habits, and everything. And now you have these terms and way of thinking. And if I can say, this sustainability and this ethics, these two main way of thinking, they both go to each groups. They involve this group. They involve people, they involve group organizations, and they also involve some states. And it depends in which level and how. But if I can say this corporate social responsibility and this term, where we are using this, term in this type. We don't use it for the people. We are not trying to use it in the states, but sometimes the ways of thinking are changing, and some literature saying we should use this concept also for states, but not like calling corporate social responsibility, but more with sustainability and with this ethics thinking. But if we are very pure, interesting about this corporate social responsibility, about just very easy way, it is about the organizations. But in this type of organization, it is not just the companies. You have also like non-governmental organizations, you have like interest organizations, you have like organizations which are involved from the state, like state companies. And this type of organizations are the part of this circle. But in this course, what we are going to do, we are going to take just one type from this huge amount of organization, and it will be like the private organizations, like the company, which trying to use this concept by their way. So if I can see, if I can write, it will be like private companies using CSR. I will use it a lot of time this short way. They will use it, this concept, CSR. So now if you see this picture, you know that the CSR concept is for private companies, and this concept taking ideas from the ethics and sustainability as a whole. And Aris was drawing, and I am also drawing very often, these three circles. And this framework, this way of thinking, is also part of CSR. CSR is divided in people, planet, profit, and this is like the social part, environmental part, and economy part. And this is what we are going to do in whole my part of lectures. But for today, it will be a little bit special because we are not concentrating about this part. We will be more concentrating about this part, about the ethic, about the theory. Because from this theory came like application of the theory, and it is business ethic. And this is our aim a little bit later, not for today. So for today, we are here. You can see business ethic, just read it, is the set of moral rules that govern how business operate. And this triple bottom line, this means these three circles. And it is the way how I feel how they could be together. Okay. So now we are going in this part, this ethics. I was a little bit thinking why it is important study this ethics and this ethics theory in this course, because before I was teaching only this part, like corporate social responsibility in organization level, application level, how we should use, how it should be applied. But according to reading the book, according to discussion with Aris, I find out it is a good starting point to know what does it ethic means and why companies should deal with this. And it is sometimes not easy to know why companies should use this concept, why they should behave like that. Should they just reach the profit? Isn't it the main concept? Should they do more or not, or why? And these questions can be answered through these ethic theories. And let me try to show you these basic theories and trying to say what does it mean and how does it work. Because it's not easy to understand. And it's like the way to finding, also not on the company level. It goes very often with the people and people thinking. Ethics. It starts in antique ages. And I'm sure that you know the names or some names from this slide. And in your books, there is one part which is dealing with Aristotle's thinking, which is dealing with Hobbes' thinking, and also with Immanuel Kant. For today, I choose Immanuel Kant or Aristotle's, or a little bit more concrete what they were thinking about this ethics. First huge question is, what is differences between ethics and morals? Sometimes it seems it's completely the same. It's they can change between them. It's used very often in newspapers or literature in the same way, but it is not true. Ethic and morals, there are some differences. Let me to read what is written here. First, what is the same for both concepts is that they are trying to study right or wrong. They are trying to say what is right, what is wrong, what does it mean to have a good life, what does it mean to be good. It is not easy to say. What does it mean to be happy, unhappy? Who can measure this? So these theories trying to thinking about these two things. What does it mean good and what does it mean wrong? But if we go more concretely, and let me try to read this short paragraph, they try sometimes use, this is what I said, interchangeably, but they are different. Ethics refer to rules provided by an external source, code of conducts, for example, and this is mean that it's more objective. Morals refer to an individual's own principle regarding right or wrong. It's like the subjective. So it means that ethic, it's more like the theory. What does it mean wrong? What does it mean good? And moral is the way how people using their way of thinking to saying what is good, what is wrong. Because sometimes it happens that like the rules or behaviors or something saying that this is right, but you don't feel it is right. And it is the problem. It could be the disaster, it could be like that, between these two. But let me give you two examples. Easy way thinking. The second one, it is not like the example of ethic and moral, but feeling the differences. The second one is saying language rules. If you are, for example, trying to using some language, for example, foreign language, you have some rules, grammar, how it should be, what, how does it working. And according to ethic, it is this. It is the way writing, how does it working. But the second way is how you using this language in your life. How do you using this language? Do you using this grammar and something, what is there? But it is not the example of ethic and morality, but it is the example how to find the differences, what does it mean if something is like the rule or something like the concept and something how to use it. It is the example of this objective and subjective way of thinking. And second example is more with this moral concept and with this ethic concept. Can you imagine that you have one man, it could be a woman, I don't want to be discrimination, but one human being, can we can see like that, which have like two relationships, two women or two men. But in this case, he or she is satisfied. The first woman, probably wife or husband, know anything about this, and the second man or woman, they have no problem with this. Is it moral? Is it ethic? And in this case, for the man or woman which are in the situation, it could be moral. Because he is doing nothing. My wife or my husband know anything, so he's not stressed. My second wife or second something, she don't have a problem, and I'm satisfied. For him or for she, it could be moral in this situation. But according to the ethics, there are some rules, there are some behaviors, there are some laws. It is not ethic. And this is what is the difference. Ethic, it is like the concept, like that the community or other people and they are saying it should be like that. And moral is the way how you using and applicate this in your real life. And it could make a lot of conflicts and a lot of problems. First, I put here like the conflict between ethics and morals. Let me say you this example. It's like, I put here like the example from the doctor, that the doctor has the patient, and this patient is very sick, and he is probably going to die, but it takes a little bit time, and it's very painful for this patient. And the doctor know, as a human being, that it will be better that he is going to die. But according, he is a doctor, according the law, and according the ethic rules and statement, he is not able to do anything. And this is like the conflict between ethic and morals. Because you would like to do something what you are thinking is good, but the ethic status on the ethic way of thinking saying it's not like that. And is it conflict? And I'm not saying what is good, what is wrong. It is not easy to say. But just to see the example, the differences, how the ways working. But also you can find that it is not just the conflict between ethic and morals. It could be problem in the morals. It's like we call it moral dilemma. And sometimes you can find the situation that is no like the ethic way of thinking what is good, what is wrong, but you are in the situation and you are thinking what you should do. Is it moral? And you can choose one way or the second way. And the example is like the example of overcrowded lifeboat. You have like the boat with people which are in, and you know it's a lot of people there, and you are like the captain, and you should make like the decision. What you should do? Should I just took one and threw it to the water to survive or all? Or should I do anything? Or should I jump like me? Or what I should do? Is this what we call moral dilemma in action, in the way of the, in this moment of the decision? Because nobody is saying what is good. Should I die me? Should I you or everybody? And this is what we call moral dilemma. And these dilemmas, this ethic and versus moral, and also moral like inside, we try to find out the solution. And if we would like to find the solution, we can use some ethical theories, the way of thinking, what is good, what is wrong. And for today, we are going to concentrating about this, ethical theories. It is not easy way to understand, it is not easy way to reach what they would like to say, but the finally you find it is so great. And I hope you will find it like me, because before I was also like a little bit skeptic or studied this way of thinking and how we should use it in our concept, in our company. But finally, if you go back to the company, there is like the organization. And this organization has some ethic rules, ethic codex, probably like that. But if you go more down, you find concrete people which should make the decision. And these theories could help them to make the decision. But it is completely different way of thinking. But let me show you the slide, like the start point. So we have ethical theories. One part of the theories, we call it like descriptive. And the second part of the theories, we call it like normative. In business ethic or business life, we are not working so much with these descriptive theories. We are much more working with these normative theories. What does it mean? These descriptive theories, they describes ethical phenomenon. It means they trying to describe just. What does it mean? Good, what does it mean? Wrong, what does it mean? Happiness, like the terms. And it is not easy to describe what does it mean, good. If I ask you, what does it mean, good, goodness? It's not easy to say one way. And they are like the philosophy branches, we just trying to say, what does it, for example, mean, good person and something like that. So it is like the descriptive. They just describe the status. But the normative, they are trying to say what is good, what is wrong, like according to other, like compare. So normative means more provide general rules and principle of behaviors. That somebody said like, right, describe what does it good, like how to say it, like it's not easy to describe, but this normative say you should do this to reach the goodness, to be good. So normative compare more strictly saying concrete rules and the way of thinking you should do to reach the goodness. And it is the same in the business life. You have more like ethic codex, like what you should do, what we would like to have. But nobody is writing what does it mean, like ideal company or ideal world. You have some economic theories about fair market and other. But according this ethics, it is new branch, this business ethics, and it is not written in this descriptive point of view. So we are more concentrating about this normative and trying to provide general rules of behaviors. Normative ethics normally trying to answer for this question, but it is more about this part, not according to this business what we are going to study. What is the good life for the man and how ought men to behave? So it is the way how the normative ethic theories are thinking. So, we are going to concentrate about ethic theory, about this normative part or way of thinking. And this ethic theories, we can divide it in these two parts. I'm going to drawing this picture on the table in the pause, because we are going to concentrating in these theories. In the book, which you have, they are using this utilitarianism, so we are going to say something about this. They are not speaking about egoism, hedonism, so it will be very short, but just to say you what does it mean. And also in the book they are using this deontology, because they call it like Pliktethik. It's a little bit different name in English or in Norwegian. And they are also using this agent virtue. But it is also different, the name. But I put the names in Norwegian and in English together to know where you are and what you should study. So this is what we are going to doing now, going through these theories and trying to find easy way what does it mean. But in the books, we have a little bit more. If you are interested, just go and read it. This is what is necessary to understand before we are going to start. I show you that there are two groups. One group is consequence theories, consequence ethic. In Norwegian, it's also like consequence ethic, something like that. And the other group is like non-consequent ethic. And I'm not sure if it is written correctly like this in the book, but if you are going to read, you find where you are according to my point of view. But this is very interesting and this is very important. They have two groups of theories. One group of theory is interesting about what's happened if I have action and outcomes. What's happened between this? What you should do? Action and outcomes. This is called consequence ethics. And after that, I give you the example. But this is the example of the boat. You are in the situation, you have the actions, and you should have outcomes. You know what happened, and you should make the decision. So it is the part of consequence ethic. And then there is a different theories, which we called non-consequence ethics. And they are not interesting what happened after actions. They are interesting what will be before action. What is motivation? What principles? What duty? And this is very important to understand. So you have like the way of thinking. First you have some motivation, for example, to do some actions. And from this action you have some outcomes. And ethic theories study these two parts. First, what is before action? And other theories, what is after actions? And the first one they call non-consequence ethic, and the second part is consequence ethic. Is it easy to understand? Okay, we have like 5 minutes before break. Let me start with the first consequence part of ethics theory, and it's utilitarianism. I go back to this table just to know where we are, because I'm going to draw this in the post on the table. So consequence ethic and utilitarianism. So now we are trying to say what's happened after my actions according to outcomes. And if you would like to read more, you can find it on your book, 79 pages. It starts. Let me try to read first. An action is morally right if it results in the greatest amount of good, happiness, for the greatest amount of people affected by the action. So they are trying to say, if you behave moral, you should behave like that. If you're making good for more people, it is the moral way of thinking of utilitarianism. And you are thinking between actions and outcomes. And now we are back for this case with this boat. If you know this utilitarianism concept, and now what's happened on the boat. What will be the decision of the captain according to this theory of utilitarianism? What will be the decision? Let's try to thinking about like that. Because he can choose. It's like, just take like two examples. One, through one to survive all, or through nobody to survive nobody. What will be like the decision according to this way of thinking? It's like that. Yes. So it is, and we are going through this more theories today, and you will find application different theory. You will have different decision, and this is what we are going to do today. Nobody is saying what is good, what is right, but according to the theory, we should doing like that. Through one to survive all, because the theory is saying we should make good to more people in one moment. Let me, I don't know if I would like to continue with the next slide. Let me stop now and have a question. Do you have any questions or misunderstanding according this concept now? I know it's not easy. For me, it was also not easy to understand and going through the theories and reading. I was reading a lot of books, a lot of sources to trying to say it easy way. But after I was reading this, I found out I should do more. I should more learn about this concept to be more like reach the aims. But according to this course, it is not necessary to doing like that. Just go through this pensum and just try to find the main ideas from this, because in the in your examination probably you will find some moral dilemma, and there will be how do you deal with dilemma according to using some theories, and then you can write according this theories there will be this result, according this theories it will be this result, because I'm not able to say what is good, what is right. It is about the consensus in this moment, but it is the way how it you can use this in your examination. It is the first word you would like to finish. But according if you would like to use this in your life in the future, you should probably study more, going to a little bit deep in these theories and using as a whole. So now we are going to have a like 15 minutes break, and then we are going to continue. Thank you for this first part.